If you've had enough of hearing the word Brexit, imagine how the man who invented it feels. Peter Wilding was credited with by the Oxford Dictionary for the first to use the term, but he can't stand hearing it now. But like it or not, this week will be crucial with a string of votes planned in the UK Parliament that will determine whether or not the UK leaves the EU at 11 p.m. on March the 29th as agreed. From London, our Europe correspondent Samantha Hawley compiled this report.
Since September 2017, this man has stood outside the Houses of Parliament at Westminster and on every single sitting day repeatedly shouts this.
Stop Brexit!
It's been a long road, but this week is crucial to how things will play out. MPs will vote for a second time on Tuesday on Prime Minister Theresa May's Brexit deal that was rejected by an historic margin in January. And the Foreign Secretary Jeremy Hunt has warned if it fails to pass again, there's a real risk the end result will be no Brexit.
If you want to stop Brexit, you only need to do three things. Kill this deal, get an extension, and then have a second referendum. And within 3 weeks, those people could have two of those three things. So we are in very perilous waters.
If the more than 600 MPs in the House of Commons vote against the deal, the following day they'll get a vote on leaving the EU without a deal. If that fails, a third vote on delaying Brexit. For the government, it's a troubling time. Amid warnings, if the Conservatives fail to deliver Brexit, MPs will be judged harshly at the ballot box. David Davis is a former Brexit secretary.
Britain will get its Trump moment. I mean, what happens is that the British people who voted for this and a large number of Remainers who didn't vote for it but still think it should be carried through because they believe in democracy will see a government walking away, a parliament walking away from a question that they themselves put to the people.
Well, indeed, Brexit has become a dirty word.
According to the Oxford Dictionary, Peter Wilding is the inventor of the word Brexit, but he can't believe how badly it's all playing out.
So, having invented the word, I see it as a terrible shame.
He predicts the European Union will grant a lengthy delay.
And if they do offer a longer extension, that will cause absolute mayhem in the British Parliament and consequently lead to a completely new story developing on the whole Brexit saga.
Perhaps it would be needing a new term, another word for Brexit, Brexit Take Two. Would you be wanting to think of
Brexiternity?
Brexiternity.
Brexit D-Day is just around the corner, or not, depending on how this week unfolds. This is Samantha Hawley in London reporting for AM.